Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast. I'm Arjun, and today we're diving into something that sits right at the heart of Indian fintech infrastructure: credit data, business verification, and the APIs that power lending decisions at scale. We're talking about Karza Technologies, and with me as always is Mira, who's been deep in the lending and credit stack for years. Mira, good to have you.
Always good to be here. And Karza is a genuinely interesting one to unpack, because most people in fintech have heard the name, but they don't always understand what it actually does under the hood.
Let's start there then. What is Karza in plain terms?
So Karza is essentially India's most comprehensive financial data API platform. It was founded in 2015 in Mumbai, and what it does is aggregate all these fragmented public and bureau data sources: CIBIL, Experian, CRIF, income tax returns, GST filings, MCA company records, court databases, EPFO employment records, property registries, and it makes all of that accessible through a single REST API. The big insight of Karza was that India has an enormous amount of financially relevant data sitting across dozens of government and bureau systems, but no single point of access to it.
And that fragmentation is a real pain point for lending teams, right? Like, what was the alternative before something like Karza existed?
5 or 6 separate vendor integrations, minimum. If you were building a personal loan product, you'd have one vendor for CIBIL, another for ITR verification, maybe a third for GST returns, another for PAN and Aadhaar checks, and you'd be stitching all of that together manually. And even after all that integration work, you'd still have loan officers doing manual document review. The result was credit decisions taking 2 to 3 days. Karza collapses that into minutes.
Minutes is a massive unlock. And I know Karza was acquired in 2022. Tell us about that, because it changes the story significantly.
It does. Perfios acquired Karza for approximately $80 million in 2022. Perfios is already India's largest financial data SaaS group. They're very strong on bank statement analysis and financial data processing. So when they bring Karza in, you now have Perfios's bank statement engine sitting alongside Karza's bureau APIs, business data, and KYC layer under one group. For a lending product team, that combination is extremely powerful. Bank statement parsing plus ITR verification plus a CIBIL pull plus Aadhaar and PAN verification, all from one vendor relationship.
Let's talk about the specific API categories, because there are quite a few. What are the ones that really move the needle for a credit or lending product?
The highest value ones depend on your borrower segment, which I think is actually a nuance worth pausing on. For consumer lending, personal loans, BNPL, the killer combination is the CIBIL credit report API plus ITR verification. You get the bureau score and history on one side and declared income on the other. That's your creditworthiness picture. For self-employed borrowers and SME lending, ITR and GST return analysis becomes the primary income signal, because salary slips simply don't exist for these borrowers. Karza extracts structured fields from GST filings: monthly filing history, declared revenue, input tax credit, and that becomes your income proxy.
That self-employed and SME angle is huge, given how much of India's workforce and business activity sits outside formal employment. What about the business verification side?
That's where Karza's MCA layer comes in. So for B2B lending and trade finance, you want to answer some very basic but critical underwriting questions. Is this business actually registered and active? Who are the directors? What is the declared revenue? Does it have outstanding tax liabilities? Is it involved in litigation? Karza stacks MCA filing history with court records from district courts, high courts, and NCLT databases. That combination of financial data and legal risk in one report is genuinely hard to replicate by stitching together other tools.
I want to ask you about positioning, because the article draws a sharp line between Karza, IDFI, and Hyperverge. How do you think about when to use which?
It's actually quite clean once you understand what each one is optimized for. Hyperverge is built for face verification accuracy, liveness detection, face match at scale. IDFI is strongest on background verification, employment checks, education verification, criminal records. Karza is the financial and credit data layer. In practice, many Indian lenders actually run Karza and Hyperverge together. Karza handles the financial data and bureau pulls. Hyperverge handles the face match and liveness check, they cover complementary parts of the stack. Where you'd choose IDFI over Carza is if your primary problem is background checks for employment or education, not credit data.
That's a clean mental model. What about the developer experience? Because the best data platform in the world is still painful if the integration is rough.
It scores a 3.9 out of 5 on dev experience in the review, which is honest. The sandbox is genuinely good. Free access, test data across all APIs, including simulated credit bureau responses, sample ITR and GST data, MCA records. And importantly, Bureau pulls in sandbox use anonymized test data, which matters because live bureau queries consume inquiry credits that actually affect a borrower's credit score. That's a thoughtful design choice. The production API is per-call INR pricing, which is standard for this category. The dev experience isn't the headline strength. The data depth is. It scores 4.9 on business data depth and 4.8 on both credit bureau access and ITR GST analysis.
Those are very high scores. And that 4.1 on identity verification tells you something about where to use it and where not to.
Exactly. The identity verification capability is solid for KYC purposes, PAN, Aadhaar, bank account penny drop verification. But if your primary product need is high accuracy face match, go to Hyperverge. If your need is financial data for credit decisions, Carza is the deepest tool in the Indian market for that job.
Mira, last question. Who should really be paying attention to Carza right now?
Any Indian product team building in lending, BNPL, insurance underwriting, or trade finance. If you're building automated underwriting and you need structured financial data inputs, not just a bureau score, but ITR verified income, GST verified business revenue, MCA verified company structure, Carza is the single most complete API layer for that. The Perfios acquisition also gives it long-term stability and a wider product roadmap, which matters when you're building core infrastructure on top of it.
Really well said. The theme I keep coming back to is that Carza isn't trying to do everything. It's trying to be the deepest possible layer for credit and financial data in India, and it's clearly winning that specific race. Mira, thanks for breaking this down so sharply.
Always a good conversation when there's actual infrastructure to dig into.
Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in to the Product Growth Podcast. If you're building an Indian fintech and evaluating your data and verification stack, we hope this gave you a useful frame. We'll be back soon with more deep dives. Until then, keep building.